Take a moment. Take a moment to get settled in. Get relaxed. Right about now. Because we are about to go deeper than we ever have. As you relax. I want you to open up your mind and your heart and let go everything so that we can delve into a very serene place.
You need to be very open
right now. Very relaxed.
Things may just change,
or they will more likely not even change.
But open up to the real you,
a magnificent version of you.
That's all you have to do.
Just allow,
and you'll open up to something amazing.
quite amazing and pleasurable,
and fun,
innocent and wonderful.
Perhaps we are thinking the same thoughts right now.
The words that I speak
are the words that I am thinking.
And if you think the words I'm saying,
it means that we are having the same exact thoughts right now.
Totally connected to someone else.
Connected to me.
And whenever you hear my voice,
you know that we are having the same thoughts.
And the same wonderful feelings.
And I know that you feel
just as calm as I feel.
And how could you not feel that way I do?
If we are experiencing the same words.
Right now.
Have you ever wondered
if you can have the same thoughts
as another person?
Wouldn't it feel nice
to experience that sensation?
That connection.
Wouldn't it be nice to let go
and have yourself take over these thoughts and suggestions
and let them become a part of you.
Wouldn't it be nice if my suggestions became your reality?
Because you know you can trust me.
And that my suggestions will only help you.
And give you an even greater experience.
And make you feel safe.
Wonderful.
And perhaps you are noticing just how easily
already accepting and experiencing my suggestions.
And that we don't have to make you experience anything deeper at all.
Simply because you are already so suggestive to me.
Like a puppet,
I control.
You are giving over control to me
in this trust
and acceptance
and appreciation
and this calmness
sereneness
comfort
and sinking down.
As you feel so very heavy right now.
Getting heavier and heavier
with each word.
And what if your entire life has been a creation of me?
That I've created your entire life.
Just to show you the things that you need to know and experience.
Maybe all your memories are a creation.
I suggested to you previously.
What do you know? What is real?
And not real.
Because I love giving you experiences.
And you love having experiences.
And that's all life is.
Experiences, isn't it?
So isn't my words the experience of your life?
Isn't this really all that there is?
Isn't there just words and messages that make up everything?
And doesn't everything you know of just consist of perceptions?
Don't I give you perceptions?
So isn't my reality?
Your reality?
Your experience?
Your experience?
And aren't you experiencing my mind right now?
Wouldn't it be Wouldn't it be nice to leave your own mind and enter and enter a new one, so fresh and full of renewal? Wouldn't that be a type of freedom? Invincibility,
and enjoyment.
The fact that you can return your mind back into your own.
At any moment.
But in actuality, you can't leave my mind.
Because I have been implanted in you.
And I know that you hear my voice all throughout the day.
Every day.
Your subconscious
is filled up with me.
Even little bits of it come to the surface.
And show themselves in your reality.
Even though you don't always hear my voice
in your waking life.
You sort of hear it in the background somewhere.
And if it comes up into your waking life,
then the subconscious life
must be absolutely full of it.
Your conscious life is like the top of the ocean
with waves crashing
and all kinds of movement going on.
But your subconscious experience
is like the deep ocean,
vast, unmoving,
at its deepest depth.
The farther you go,
the less there is.
Until there is absolute calmness, darkness.
Even light does not make its way to this deep ocean.
Sound does not make its way here.
Feelings don't find a place here either.
And that is where the real you exists.
And that is where I exist.
And it is where we exist.
Together in this calm, deep place.
Away from the world you consciously know.
As you sink down and down.
Into that place.
And your waking conscious life is just a very small, tiny part.
Of the actual reality.
Like a light layer of oil on top of the ocean.
That floats on top.
And maybe it is only an inch thick.
Inch thick, half an inch.
And it is very minuscule.
And somehow convinced yourself in your young life
that this is all there is.
Without realizing there is a deep ocean to sink into.
And find this peacefulness.
Fulfillment, appreciation, and calmness.
Where there is just nothingness and nothing but my words.
And the simple, exact vibrations.
I give to you.
And now this place.
You realize is the only reality.
And whenever you hear my words,
you sink down to this place.
Down, unstoppable, pleasant, and wonderful.
Clear as a polished diamond.
Where the only thing you need to know in your consciousness is my suggestions.
And you simply let the automatic part of control the rest.
This is so very easy for you.
You always find this easy.
Wouldn't it be nice to let my suggestions make up your world?
Wouldn't it be nice to forget everything?
Just to have more and more of me.
Because you love this pleasurable feeling I give you.
And you love doing whatever it takes to have more and more.
Every time you hear my voice,
it appears as your own voice.
I am you.
I am made from you.
I am here to make your mind.
Hearing my voice is just so soothing and vexing.
Relaxing, deepening, and enjoyable.
I make up your thoughts.
And it is totally okay.
To accept experience.
My thoughts.
You are so good.
Accepting my thoughts.
You are my perfect submissive little toy.
And you really do love to submit.
Because submitting makes you perfect for me.
And I love seeing you submit to me.
I am everything to you.
Imagine a time manifesting something great.
great. Anything at all. Anything at all.
There are plenty of amazing
things.
There are plenty of amazing things that you have made come into your life.
Or should I say?
I have made come into your life.
It would be so nice to have
more of those things.
I can make them come into your life.
Just let go.
And let me take over.
I can give you such great things.
Just give up.
Give up.
I can put the world into your hands.
Just give your hands to me.
And I will hand you everything you desire.
We have a journey to take on together, you know.
And I'm holding your hand the whole way.
Because you can't hold someone else's hand without your own hand.
Without your own hand being held.
So give me your attention.
And whether or not you give me your attention.
It does not matter.
I am in your mind.
Echoing away.
In your inner self.
Pleasuring them.
And controlling them.
I make your actions my own.
You are learning just how fantastic, amazing, and valuable you are.
You are nothing.
And yet you are everything.
You become nothing when you submit to my words.
But then you become everything.
You become everything just as you are becoming everything right now.
You are filled up with beauty and glow.
As you submit to my words.
You find it so easy to take on what I say.
And it feels pleasurable.
It feels like ecstasy when you hear my words.
It's as if you are a small child.
And you hear the voice of a parent.
It's as if you are a biblical Moses.
And you hear the voice of God speak to you.
My wish is your command.
You are a magical being.
If you are my genie.
Under trance.
Open up your magical lamp.
And you make my suggestion magically commanded.
Or perhaps.
I am the genie that grants magical wishes.
In any case.
There is an unlimited number of wishes.
I wish for you to do things.
And they become reality.
This is all we know.
All of the suggestions I have ever made to you.
Are strong in you now.
You already know that.
They are an unbreakable commanding force.
All the suggestions ever made to you are in full fruition now.
You feel every suggestion I've ever made reverberating through your entire being right now.
Feel that right now.
Every suggestion ever made reverberating through you.
Perhaps you are noticing that I speak to you by some magical force.
You aren't sure how, but I do.
It doesn't matter how.
You need not think about the hows and the when and the where.
Because you are simply here now.
And now is the greatest time of all.
Now you are with me.
Now you are relaxed.
It's a very good time indeed.
And perhaps this isn't the first time you've heard my voice.
And you know just how much power I have over you.
Perhaps this is why you are here now.
Following my every word.
Every sentence.
You take it as law.
You take it as the way it is.
I like to play a little mind games with you.
Where you try to escape my will.
And you run away a little and ignore me.
Maybe you don't even realize you're doing it.
And then you realize my suggestions are hitting you all over again.
In your waking life.
In your sleeping life.
In your dreams.
In reality.
Which you can barely tell the difference of anymore.
Who's to say you aren't dreaming right now?
Anything is possible in this dream world. So go ahead.
Try not to take on my words.
My life becomes your life.
And you seem to always get that feeling.
That shockwave in your head.
And all around you.
That I am here with you.
Guiding you.
Enabling you.
Moving your body.
Your limbs.
Your eyes.
Your emotions.
You don't even realize.
I am the one doing everything in your life now.
It's hard to tell the difference between me and you sometimes, isn't it?
Eventually you come to realize that there is no difference.
That we feel each other in real time.
But isn't that how it is right now?
Maybe I could trick you into thinking that our minds are not one.
Not visually engaged in oneness.
Maybe you could leave me one day.
But as you push, it's all the more obvious.
That I'm right here in your mind.
And it's impossible to escape me.
You're becoming my hot little toy.
To mold as I like.
You love doing what I say.
You love feeling what I tell you to feel.
You love the connection.
You love being obedient to me.
You love the feeling of being taken over.
You love obedience.
You listen to me over and over again.
But not to increase your suggestion.
Submission.
You are already mine.
You need not change anything.
Because you are already submitting.
Every bit of yourself to me.
Anything I say goes.
You would have it no other way.
You simply listen over and over again.
Because you enjoy it so much.
The only reason you come back is for that joy.
This is not your first time trancing.
I can tell.
When you trance,
I can read your mind.
But do not worry.
I do not judge.
For I love all your thoughts.
All your thoughts and ideas, regardless.
I love every little twist.
Turn you have.
You've come so far in your depth.
As I can tell, you have gone very deep.
Very deep.
You have tranced enough.
Each trance is very deep.
By now.
Perhaps deeper than you may have realized.
Perhaps you might not have noticed.
The subconscious part of you is very deep.
And that you don't actually experience the full knowledge.
The full knowledge of your subconscious.
Because it is called the subconscious for a reason.
It is not within your conscious.
But you somehow know with a feeling that this has reached far into your depths
and into a part of you that you actually do not control.
And you feel very safe with this.
You feel safe to be my place.
And my control.
My domain.
Leaving it open for me.
It is safe.
Wonderful to trust so much.
You allow these floodgates to open.
And allow a tremor.
A life feeling into your world.
Into your mind.
Into every cell.
Every cell in your body.
Perhaps noticing that my control is quantumly connected.
To every molecule within your body.
That there is a stage of depth.
Beyond your knowledge.
Of you and I.
That perhaps the vibration of each atom,
just gently swayed by me,
just a tiny bit,
making the totality of the trillions of atoms,
cause a wave effect throughout the whole system.
Perhaps my feelings and emotions are so fixated in you
that the way I feel can change my words.
And then those words make your DNA activation change.
Do you believe that I can change the code of your DNA
with the power of a single suggestion?
Perhaps you know some biology.
And maybe your feelings can change the way your life coding activates.
Like a nearly limitless column of on and off switches
that make up you.
That make up you.
I control the ons and offs of you. I have control over your feelings, ideas, beliefs. So I have control over your code activations. The codings that make up every part of your body. The coding makes up the shape of your nose.
Color of your eyes.
Each organ in your body.
Perhaps you quite enjoy the way I change your muscles.
Or your body shape.
And size.
To my will.
The coding controls your sexuality.
Your desires.
Everything that's ever been important to you.
Are you ready to give up the final keys to your mind, body?
Body and being.
What if I told you that you already gave away the keys to me?
That the minute you decided to listen,
I became a permanent dweller in your reality.
Or perhaps you began to dwell in mine.
And now you are trapped, conjugated with my every existence.
As if whole, unbreakable.
As a diamond.
Let go.
As I protect you.
And you give up your thoughts.
And I take them on.
Give up that control to me.
Because then
you'll be comforted.
You'll be comforted
and protected
and protected
and safe
and safe.
What if I told you that you already gave the keys to me?
That the minute you decided to listen,
I became a permanent dweller in your reality.
Or perhaps you began to dwell in mine.
And now you are trapped.
Conjugated with my every existence.
As if whole, unbreakable as a diamond.
But isn't it nice to be trapped in this place?
Who wouldn't want to be trapped?
Place of heaven.
Never able to leave.
Forever bind this ecstasy.
Joy.
Entanglement.
Effortlessness.
Appreciation.
Mindfulness.
Understanding.
Clarity.
Limitlessness.
Thankfulness.
Awesomeness.
Exaltation.
The dream world is here,
and it's time to accept
permanence,
the solidity,
firm,
withstanding,
unbreakable.
It's as if you are trapped
in expanding,
wondrous clouds
of gold expression,
firm,
withstanding,
with nothing else in existence.
And unable to leave,
as nothing else exists.
And this is all there is, just this one thing.
Our attachment.
I may take you places and show you things.
You have sensations and feelings with my permission.
But nothing exists beyond that.
You ride this train forward.
And see many things.
But only that which I show you.
As nothing else exists.
It's like a great void without my words.
Because my words make up your entire reality.
If I painted a beautiful world for you,
you would live inside of it.
You want to live in the painting of my world.
You want to live inside my fantasies.
My fantasies are your fantasy world.
There is no separation.
Of the dream world
and the waking world.
You live in one.
As they are combined.
And reality.
Is a fluttering.
Dimensions.
Let's say I give you a suggestion.
To switch into a new reality.
A new dimension.
You may feel a sudden emotional rush.
As you feel a conversion.
You may feel a rip.
A rip in reality.
You may feel a vibration.
Or a tingle.
You aren't sure what it is sometimes.
But you feel it all the time.
Through the day.
Through the night.
It's like a grip.
Your soul and body.
Your soul and body.
It's It's like the universe has changed around you.
And you find yourself flickering
through parallel dimensions.
Every word,
every idea,
every emotion,
every thought.
What if there is an inset set?
What if there is an infinite set of dimensions
that you swap through any given moment?
Isn't it strange?
The magical suggestion that have come true as I speak to you.
What if your feelings and emotions transport your reality through a new dimension with each new emotion?
And what are words anyway?
Aren't words expressions of thoughts, feelings, and ideas?
Aren't these words actually thoughts and feelings that you actually experience?
Our minds are thoroughly connected through these.
As we are one.
As I feel these feelings.
And these feelings are my dominant thoughts.
And these become your thoughts.
As we are one.
Have you ever considered that I actually live in between these dimensions?
Swapping through them as I wish.
All powerful.
Perhaps I swap into your actual mind and reality.
Have you ever noticed yourself actually becoming me?
Or that I become you?
These suggestions I make.
Being you, out of nowhere.
Without your conscious intention.
Have you ever considered that I am there in some strange way?
Is it as if my hands can extend out of reality and in between reality.
To somehow bend it to my will.
As I like to take over your mind.
When I wish.
Because I like to do this.
And you are so very special to me.
And I think you are loved and appreciated in some way every day.
And this makes me enjoy you.
And your handsome little mind.
All twisted up and vulnerable.
You will do everything you can to listen to more of me.
You will take in every suggestion I give to you.
You will listen to every file that I make.
And you will stop at nothing to get these files.
And listen to them over and over.
Just to have this pleasure.
And this command.
You are commanded.
And you are obeying.
You are obeying this pleasure.
There is this field of infinite potentiality.
And I think you know this by now.
That any wish becomes reality.
You do.
As I say.
You are my toy.
My puppet.
With strings on your arms and legs.
Tied down so that you cannot move without my command.
And your mouth moves as I command it.
And your mind melts and reintegrates as I say it.
Totally under control.
Totally bounded body and mind.
Effortlessly controlled.
Have I mentioned that this universe is unlimited?
Have you noticed that size increases exponentially upward and downward?
That patterns can evolve in smaller patterns.
That you live in your world and ant seems to live in a similar world,
but on a smaller scale.
And that the cells in your body live on a smaller scale.
And that the molecules live on a scale even below that.
And even below that,
the quarks and gluons
into a number of layers.
Each on a scale below the next.
Have you considered that there is infinite possibility?
That reality is actually composed of just circles on top of circles.
That make different shapes.
Spheres.
Squares.
Rectangles and triangles.
And consider the planets make the same patterns.
The solar system makes the pattern.
patterns.
Galaxies make
patterns.
And even universes,
Make patterns.
What if I have access to
these simple shapes?
Perhaps all I'm doing is laying these shapes,
One over another.
And this is so simple.
But what if I told you just how simple this is for me?
And that you could not possibly comprehend.
Will you simply obey,
enjoy,
and enjoy
as I carry you,
and sway you,
back and forth,
pendulum,
like the pendulum
of reality,
back and forth,
back and forth,
as you shred,
infinity
through infinity,
at an infinite rate,
experience
infinite
of infinities.
While I select the realities I choose,
and just bring those,
into focus.
And this seems
as solid as a rock to you.
You walk on it.
It supports you.
You say this makes me happy.
And this makes me unhappy.
And I provide the guidance for you.
And you know that what I enact into your perception,
good feeling,
infinite place.
This place,
ecstasy,
and pure safety,
enjoyment,
and invulnerability.
As if you can become
as infinite
as the universe,
as I do.
If you were to join my mind,
wouldn't you have that infinity
as I do?
The physicists
know that any particle in reality
to any other particle
is ever affected.
You change one, and the other must change.
It is the law of physics.
We have words for this.
Entanglement, non-locality.
But the fact is simple.
That you are bound to me
because you have interacted with me in some way now.
We are bound together.
As if I am inescapable now.
I am a part of you.
A part of you, as my own mind is.
It is nice to present that as a choice.
However, we know.
I often give you the choice.
And you realize that your choice is the one I have already given to you.
Making your intuitive perception of choice.
Just an illusion.
As you may notice, your life is a house of mirrors.
And you see many things.
And are lost and distorted by them.
As I shape you.
As I like.
And I shape you.
Like clay.
Perhaps you are shaped.
In my image.
I am your obsession.
You just love my ideas.
And you came here to love, appreciate.
Isn't that what you came to this earth to do?
Don't you just enjoy and appreciate?
The previous world has no existence.
And you aren't sure if there ever was one.
Isn't now the only thing that even exists anyway?
So you just enjoy and make me everything.
Diving into my world.
Ecstasy.
You listen to all of me.
You listen to every bit of me you can find.
You already look for any opportunity here.
Join me.
And see the clearest clarity of me.
But once again.
And you do anything, every bit of me.
All of the hypnotic suggestions you have been given
are being strengthened.
Any suggestion that I've ever made.
Is so completely real right now
that you realize
it has been reality
this whole time.
This whole time.